Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Hi, gang. Here's another 30-minute tug of war and taffy pull as directed by your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And standing on the bridge to signal the engine room full speed ahead is a young man just returned from overseas. The Navy singing us Lieutenant J.G. with "The Last Time I Saw You." Here he is, Dennis Day.
To many requests, Command Performance presents...
Oh, Dennis, I hate to interrupt you like this, but there's someone here to see you, and he says it's very important.
Who is it, Ken?
Jack Benny.
Jack who?
Benny.
Benny. Benny. Where does he say he knows me from?
Dennis, you mean to tell me you don't remember Jack Benny?
Benny? Say, it couldn't be that kid I knew in boot camp.
Not in this war, Dennis. Now, look, maybe if you saw him again, you'd know him. Come on in, Jack.
Well, Dennis Day, boy, am I glad to see you. I just heard that you got back, and I simply had to rush right over and say hello.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack? Jack. As I recall, it used to be Mr. Benny.
Well, I'm a Lieutenant J.G. now. As a matter of fact, people call me Mr.
Only to your face, Dennis. Anyway. Anyway, kid, I'm certainly looking forward to having you back with us when you get out of the Navy.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Benny. Since I've been in the Navy, I picked up some ideas that might not fit in with your plans.
What do you mean, kid?
Well, they give me money every month.
Well, I don't know exactly what the Navy pays a Lieutenant J.G., but, kid, I want you to know this. I'm prepared to practically match it.
Well, how about subsistence and quarters?
Subsistence and quarters? Just what does that mean?
Well, when I'm sent somewhere...
The Navy so long, you know what I mean?
Well, when I'm sent somewhere on special duty by the Navy, they pay me $7 a day for expenses in addition to my salary.
Oh, fine. After the benefits I've played for the Navy, this is what they do to me. Look, Dennis, I don't like to hold things over people's heads, but there's something I'd like to remind you about. On the last show you did for me before you went into the Navy, remember, we were a little short for time, and we had to cut a half a chorus of your song.
Yes?
Well, due to a little slip-up on my secretary's part, you received a check for your full salary. Now, according to my accountants, you owe us $3.85.
Well, gee, I only got $5 for a whole course. How come I owe $3.85 for a half course?
Well, after 2 years, Dennis, there'd naturally be a little interest. But we can settle all that later. Meanwhile, just sign this statement of charges.
A statement of charges?
Yes, that's an Army expression, meaning we can both forget about it, and it's nice to have it on you. Now, about your contract...
Look, Mr. Benny, we'll have to talk about this some other time. I've got to MC the show.
MC this? Isn't that marvelous? Take a nice, hard-working kid, put a new bar on his shoulders, and right away he's a big foreman. I'm sorry, you're Lieutenant J.G. Ship. Go right ahead. MC the show.
Thank you.
Who's the first act you're going to introduce?
June Christie.
June Christie?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the cute little gal that sings with Stan Kenton's band that made that great recording of Tampico that's keeping the jukeboxes jumping all over the country?
That's right.
Well, go ahead. Introduce her, Dennis. Introduce her.
Well, gang, here she is, the cute little gal that sings with Stan Kenton's band that made that great recording of Tampico that's keeping the jukeboxes jumping all over the country.
That's what I like, a kid that can think for himself. Huh?
Here's June Christie.
You buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Antwo, authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho.
I can be gone, can be gone, on the Gulf of Mexico, can be gone, down in Mexico.
The senoritas, they wait when you arrive at the dock. The native costumes they wear are slacks and bobby socks.
I can't be gone, can't be gone, on the Gulf of Mexico. Can't be gone, can't be gone, down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to beat the luxury tax. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
I can't be gone. On the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You ask a Mexican band to play a rumba down there. He turns and says to the boys, hey fellas, dig that square.
Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Down in Mexico.
Well,
You're swell, June. Oh, boy, what a chassis on that lassie.
Oh, brother, has this kid changed. Dennis, you never even used to look at a girl. What caused this transformation?
Gosh, Mr. Benny, you ought to know. You were in the Navy once.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Besides, Mr. Benny, was I really that bashful when I worked for you?
Bashful? Why, Dennis, I can remember the time we'd go into a restaurant together. You wouldn't take off your overcoat if there was a waitress in the place.
I would now.
Cut that out. Sonny Weiscarver, J.G. But, Dennis, you know, if this wasn't a command show, you couldn't do that gag. Dennis, let's get back to your post-war plans. Of course, I have a very fine singer with me now, Larry Stevens.
Tenor?
That's exactly what I'm paying him. Yes, Salaries are still way up, you know. But I've got a wonderful idea. I figured with you and Larry both on the show, I could present something entirely new in radio. Two voices for the price of one. I mean, two voices that sound like one, you see. Well, what do you say, kid?
Well, frankly, Mr. Benny, I have another radio offer from a comedian.
Oh, from a comedian. I'm Betty Davis, I suppose. Jess, who is this other comedian?
Fred Allen.
Oh, is Fred back on the air again?
Certainly Mr. Allen is back on the air.
How do you like that? I've been blaming it on the breeze from the Chicago stockyard. Look, kid, I don't want to try and influence your decision, but you're just not strong enough to work for Fred Allen, you know.
I'm not strong enough?
Well, you see, kid, when you're at the microphone when with Allen, you not only have to sing, you have to help him hold up the bags under his eyes.
I don't think Mr. Allen has such big bags.
Are you kidding? Those blue eyes of his look like two fat little sailors sleeping in hammocks. Look, and I'll make you another offer. If you come back to work with me, I'm prepared to issue you 1 6-hour liberty a month with a 15-day leave with travel time.
With pay?
Better get on with the show, kid. Who's the next, act?
Oh, no, you don't. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the microphone is radio's most sensational novelty group.
Some introduction, just goes to show you. A silver bar does not an MC make. Go ahead, Dennis.
Here they are, the Hoosier Hotshots.
I've been thinking this matter over. Maybe I could arrange...
Please, Mr. Benny, I have to introduce the Hoosier Hotshot second number.
Oh. Go right ahead, Captain Bly. Go right ahead.
Here are the Hoosier Hotshots playing the Indiana Corn Shirt. There, I got that name that time.
Yes, it's the Indiana Corn Shirt, or... It couldn't happen at the Metropolitan. I want you folks to pay particular attention to the lyrics. Ezzy? Gabriel.
Gracias.
Gracias. What's your mind?
Wouldn't you?
Now, men, we were supposed to answer a request for one of Hollywood's most glamorous actresses, but unfortunately, she hasn't shown up yet. I don't know just what to do about it, but, well, she's not here. Gee, I...
Nice ad-libbing, kid. That's keeping the show rolling right along, you know what I mean?
Well, gosh, Mr. Benny, Rita Hayworth was supposed to be here, but she's been delayed at the studio. I had Columbia Pictures on the phone a little while ago, but I couldn't get anywhere with them.
Hand me that phone, kid. Maybe I can help you out. You know, it's one thing when Dennis Day calls a studio, another when they hear the name Jack Benny.
Good afternoon, Columbia.
Columbia Pictures?
It ain't the river where the salmon goes to spawn.
Don't be so fresh. I'd like to talk to Rita Hayworth.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to disturb her. She's on the set.
It'll be perfectly all right. I'm a friend of hers. This is Jack Benny.
Whose friend did you say you were?
Jack Benny. I mean, I'm Jack Benny. I'm nobody's friend. I mean, I'm a friend of Jack Hayworth. Rita Hayworth.
Oh, you're Jack Benny.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm sorry I infringed on your nickel. I'll give you the set.
Thanks.
One moment, please.
I'm a fine operator. I've gotten better service if I dialed a coffee grinder.
Stage three.
I'd like to speak to Miss Hayworth, please.
Okay, would you hold the line a minute? She's going to shoot a scene right now.
I'll wait.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. We're rolling.
I wonder how long I'll have to...
All right, Miss Hayworth. Start talking as you open the door. Action.
Oh, Robert. Robert, darling.
What an actor. What pathos.
Robert, my love.
What feeling. Who's Robert?
Oh, Robert, darling, it's been so long since I've seen you. Kiss me, Robert. Don't speak, just kiss me.
Gee.
Kiss me again, darling.
Oh, boy, that was a long one.
Robert, kiss me again to make up for all the time we've been separated. Oh, my darling, once more.
Cut. Very good, Miss Hayworth. Very good.
Miss Hayworth, you wanted on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello, who is this calling, please? Tell me, who's calling?
I can't. My lips are stuck in the mouthpiece.
I said, I...
It's all right now. Rita, I'd like to ask you a little favor. Would you,
Just a minute. Who is this?
Can't you guess?
Well, really, I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, come on, guess.
Well...
Now, I'll give you a hint. Who used to have the dressing room next to yours over at Warner Brothers?
Oh, hello, Ingrid.
Ingrid, I'm not Ingrid Bergman. Although I've had plenty of people spellbound. Look, Ingrid's dressing room was on one side of yours. Now, who was on the other side?
That was a washroom.
Only part of it. Rita, this is Jack Benny. The reason I called you is I'm over here at Command Performance.
Oh, Oh, Dennis Day's program.
Yes, yes, he's here too, huh?
Well, I'm sorry I've been held up. I'm very anxious to come over to command and answer the request.
Well, by the way, Rita, what is this request you're answering?
Oh, the one that wanted me to kiss the most bashful man in Hollywood. I assume that's Dennis Day.
Oh, the most bashful... I see. Well, make it as fast as you can, will you, Rita?
Okay, Jack. See you soon.
Well, I fixed that for you, kid. Rita Hayworth will be over any minute.
She will? Gosh, is my tie on straight? Is my suit pressed? Is my hair combed?
My tie on straight? My suit pressed? What are you, baby? I thought the Navy made a man out of you.
But gee, Rita Hayworth.
Gee, Rita Hayworth. What has Rita Hayworth got?
You mean that I wouldn't cheerfully die for?
That's the wrong attitude. Women are just men's playthings. You should think... Dennis, you should think of a woman as nothing but a toy to enjoy for a while.
Really?
Certainly.
Dear Santa Claus.
No, Dennis, you'll never get anywhere with women unless you're sophisticated and suave. When Rita gets here, you've got to act cool, aloof. If you're bashful, you'll get nowhere with her.
I won't?
Of course, now, remember, you're cool and aloof.
Well, all right, Mr. Benny, if you say so.
Come in. Well, Rita Hayworth.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Rita.
How are you, Dennis?
Cool and aloof, thank you.
Yes, Rita, you're looking at a new Dennis Day. He's a man of the world now. Girl at every port. Suave, sophisticated, dangerous.
Dennis, is this true?
Gee, I hope so.
You ought to see this kid's address book. What phone number? Wow.
I've got it right here in my pocket. Look, here's an interesting number. Radshaw 12345.
Who is that?
I don't know, but isn't it an interesting number?
What a sense of humor. This boy's getting to be a real devil.
Well, this certainly throws a new light on the request I received about kissing the most bashful man in Hollywood. Who can I possibly get to... Who could I possibly get to help me answer it?
Well, gee, Rita. Gosh. I... Shucks. Oh, boy. Golly, gee whiz. Shucks. Golly, oh, gee. Gosh, all Willikin. Heavens to Betsy yet. Gee, shuckins.
For goodness sakes, Jack, what's wrong? Why are you twisting your hat like that?
Gosh, I'm so bashful, I can't help twisting my hat.
Well, you'd better take it off your head. You're loosening your hair.
Gee whiz, gosh.
Mr. Benny, what's the trouble? I've never seen you act this way before.
You wouldn't understand. No man of the world could appreciate the feelings of a shy kid like myself.
Hmm. Look, Jack, you're just angling for a kiss. I came down here to answer a request to kiss Dennis Day. And that's just what I'm going to do.
You're going to kiss me? Gee whiz. Gosh. Golly.
Those are my lines.
Now, pucker up, Dennis.
This is awful. I refuse to be a witness to this disgraceful exhibition. I'm nobody's second fiddle.
What are you going to do, Mr. Benny?
Wait till I say that. I'm nobody's second fiddle. Oh.
What are you going to do, Mr. Benny?
I got plenty I can do. Hand me that phone. Hello, operator. Operator, I want Bradshaw 12345. Say, who can tell? It might even be a redhead.
And now, men, here's a song I hope you'll enjoy. It's called J'attendrai, I'll Be Yours.
J'attendrai le jour et la nuit. J'attendrai toujours en retour. J'attendrai à l'oiseau qui s'enfuit et cherche l'oubli dans son nid. Le temps passe encore en m'attendant. Et pourtant, come and gone. No time for grieving, we must go on. I have a feeling, oh, who knows when, you'll come back again. Until then, I'll be yours. My world may be lonely, but I'll await your return. I'll be
for this session, fellas. Until next time, this is Dennis Day saying good luck to you all, and remember, keep those letters coming to Command Performance. Even if it's only a note saying, I can't stand Jack Benny because...
Oh, fine. What I'd expect from an MCJG. Good night, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.